Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from our Old Testament reading from Genesis, starting in verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. And then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is God's word. The pre-incarnate Christ came down and physically wrestled with Jacob. It was not a dream. It was not some mystical vision. It was very real. The Word became flesh, and through Him, God was approachable. And through Him, God approached. He approached Jacob, a name whose name implies heel grabber. Jacob, who deceived his father to steal the blessing rightfully owed to his older brother. Jacob, the one who lived a life of trickery, of bargaining, of struggle. This Jacob, the one who found himself on the banks of this river that very night only because God told him to return to Canaan where he would face Esau, his brother. And Esau was preparing to meet him along with 400 other men. And so that night, Jacob, utterly alone, struggles once again. He'll come face to face with his brother. And what then will be his fate? The weight of this encounter, though, is set aside for the night as he comes face to face with God. In that moment, he recalls every sin, for he knows who God is. And knows what God demands. And he knows also that he has fallen short. And yet, despite of his sin, because of his sin, God comes near. And God comes near to the sinner, not to proclaim judgment, even though he rightfully could, but to bless. You see, it is through the struggle that Jacob receives God's blessing. And it's a blessing that is given by God, and not a blessing that Jacob earns. Now, can you recognize the foreshadow of Jesus in this account? The world corrupted by sin, populated with man who is equally corrupted, and it is through man that sin entered the world. And it is through sin that man rebels against God and his desire. What is that desire? That we would be obedient to him. So that through this obedience, we would experience the greatness of God's love. But in the garden, man rebelled and the struggle then began. God didn't reject us. God didn't flee from us. Instead, he came to us in the flesh as one of us, a fully human, but he never surrendered his divinity. Clothed in the flesh of man, he approached and made himself known, not to the righteous, but to the sinners. And he came not to judge, but to struggle. Not struggle against us, but struggle with us. Really struggle for us. He entered into our struggle, not on God's side, but on the side of us. And he took our sins, the sins of the world. And in this way, he became Jacob. He became Israel. He was the one who struggled with God so that we would not have to. And he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. And it was the will of the Lord to crush him and to do so for our sake. And on the cross, he was left utterly alone. And unlike Jacob, God left him there for a time, alone. But it was through this struggle that a blessing was given to all mankind. Jesus, the true wrestler, endured the struggle, suffered the wound, and became the source of this blessing and reconciliation. And what is this blessing? That through Jesus, God in the flesh, he has made himself known and he has come to us. And that through his death on the cross, he has reconciled us to the Father. And that through his reconciliation, through his resurrection, we have the promise of everlasting life. Now that night, Jacob came to the river, fearful of his brother's wrath. But he left marked by the grace of God. His limp is not a sign of defeat. It was a sign of blessing. Proof that God had claimed him and renamed him. And in the same way, the cross of Christ marks us. The wounds of Jesus become the place where God claims us as his own. Not to leave us where we were, but to give us a new name, a new identity, and to root us where we are. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, where all striving and struggle ends, and where all blessings, his blessings, are secured. See, in our baptism, he makes us his own child, and he names us. He claims us. And at his table, he continues to meet us, to make himself known through the very body and very blood of his son who wrestled with Jacob and wrestled with the Father. Now, Jacob walked away from the river limping but alive. And he carried the blessing of God as well as a new name. And so, too, we walk through this world, wounded and weary at times, but also marked by Christ's victory. You see, when we struggle and where we struggle, we know he has struggled for us. Where we are broken, he was broken and pierced for us. In baptism, he claims us. At his table, he meets us. Christ endured it all so that he could secure the blessing for us. Praise be. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us in our struggles and for not leaving us to face them alone. We thank you for sending your Son, who wrestled for us, was wounded for our sins, and blessed us with life through his death and resurrection. Grant us faith to cling to him in every trial, to receive his blessings, and to live as your children, renewed and named by your grace. Strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may walk in the newness of life, rejoicing in your promises now and forever. Amen.